Okay, today we're doing lab number 3, and just follow along so you'll understand what's required. This lab number 3 and lab number 4 are your first two labs that deal with creating web pages, and they're basic ones. The lab number 3 is very basic. Lab number 4 just builds on that by adding images, hyperlinks, and so on. So please follow along and make sure you understand what you're going to be doing. So I've opened up our browser to lab number 3, and as it says here, what you have to do is make your own home page. And you're going to do it, you're going to create an HTML file. Okay, you must use, as it says, HTML tags. You may not use Front Page or Dreamweaver or any other program. Any word processors today allow you to create any page and then publish it to HTML. You're not allowed to do that. You have to create it from scratch. You have to show that you understand the tags and how they are used within HTML. So really the best way to do this is to use a program like Notepad. Notepad is a pure text processor, and when you create your file within Notepad, you are not storing any formatting material, so it's pure text, and that's really the best way to proceed at this point. Yes, you could use WordPad and save it as a text file. Yes, you could use just about any word processor, but then you would have to save it as a pure text file and not include any formatting within the file, because otherwise it will not display as a proper HTML file. But the easiest way to get started is to use Notepad, because that has no formatting, it's just text, and that should help you in that regard. Now, as it says here, you are pretty much free to do as you wish in designing your own home page as long as you include the following. And what you have to do is create an HTML file, and there are 5 things that must be included. You must have these 5 items in your page. As it says, you need a title and a heading, and you have to understand the difference. Right? What's the title? Just to remind ourselves, a title. What is the title? When you're looking, say, at this page right here, what's being displayed currently and being projected within the browser, what's the title of this page that you currently see? Right, you see on the blue line all the way on top, cc3.12 lab/homework3-net, that's the title. And remember, how do you create a title? Where do you create a title? You create it within which part of the page does the title go? The head, right? In the head. And you use the title tags to do that. What is a heading? A heading is not a head. What is a heading? All right, on this page right here that's being displayed now, this is the page for lab homework number 3. What is the heading of this page? CC 3.12. Right here, right in the top of the page, in the center of the page, that's a good place to put a heading. It describes what's on this page. And obviously when you create your own home page, you create an appropriate heading, and you're supposed to use the heading tags, whether H1, H2, H3, whichever one you feel appropriate, and try to center it on the page. That's a good place to put a heading. That is the heading. It's not the head. A document has a head and a body, right? This is the heading. The CC 3.12 is the heading of this page. Where do you put the heading? In the head or the body? Body. It's part of the body. It's the beginning of the actual body of the document. It's the heading of the current page. Any questions on that? Okay. Now, that's the first thing. Then you should somehow include your name. Somewhere along the line you put your name, obviously to show me it's yours. One paragraph about anything you want. Right? Anything you want. Right? Be creative. Make your own paragraph. Don't use your friend's paragraph. Okay? You're supposed to do your own work. And then 4 and 5 is 2 different lists. One of them an ordered list and one of them an unordered list. Okay? An ordered list and an unordered list of at least 3 items. Again, anything you want, but make it a nice list. Say what's on the list. These are my favorite whatever. And then you have a list of whatever you want to put there, or, you know, these are the courses I'm taking this semester, or these are my favorite candies, or these are my favorite sports teams, or whatever you want. Okay? These 5 things must be included. You create the file. I suggest you use Notepad. You save the file, and you make up a good name. You know, my first HTML page, my first web page. Dot, what extension do you give it? HTML or HTM. HTML. And that's what it has to save. Sometimes people send me files and it's saved as RTF or DOC, that's no good, because your browser will not understand that it's an HTML document. The extension should be .html. HTM also works, but use HTML. Get into that habit and create it. See that it works. Test it out in a browser. Open it up. Save it and put it. Test it on a browser. And then what you have to submit is you email it to me. Even though on the bottom of the page over here, how to submit, it says you can either email it or print it out. But again, it does say your instructor will tell you what to do, and I am telling you what to do. You must email it to me. I will not accept it handwritten. Okay? And again, please put in the appropriate subject line. Some of you are forgetting. And I will not accept anything without the appropriate subject line, which indicates a CC 3.12. You indicate your name. You indicate the section also. Before your name, you can put that. CC 3.12 for this class. It's TF9A, if you're doing the online class, it's Net 1, but this one is TF9A, your name, and what the subject is. In this case, it would be HW3, homework 3. Make sure you have that information on the subject line. If not, it is not accepted. It's as if you didn't hand it in. Okay, any questions? When you do this lab, I'm going to suggest the way you should do this is to do it step by step. When you do lab 3, lab 4, always a good idea, any of these things, to do it one step at a time. And I see a few people are having some difficulty starting. Where do you start from? Well, the way you start from, first of all, is by reviewing the lecture notes. Okay, because the lecture notes gave you the starting points. And I also sent you sample files. And if you go to the lecture notes for topic 3, which dealt with the HTML documents, and if we open it up and we look at those lecture notes, and if you go right on page 3, okay, right on page 3 where we begin to discuss the format of an HTML document, the tags, there's a very, right in the middle of the page, there's a general form of an HTML document. That's where you should start. If you have no idea how to begin, you start right here, right on this page 3. And that general form of a document, beginning with the HTML tag, the head tag, the title tag, the body tags, the closing of the head and the body and the HTML document, copy it exactly. Copy it exactly as you see here into Notepad. Don't make any changes. Exactly as you see it. That's where you start. Then save it. You know, save it as an HTML document, as a text file. Give it a name. You know, my first web page. .html. And after you've saved it, bring it into a browser and show that it will display. And this form, this general document here, will have a title. It'll be called Text That Forms the Document Title. And a body that'll just say Body of the Document appears here. But that's where you start. All right? This is as basic as it gets. It's the form. It's the format of every document. A head, a body, a title. When that works, and only after that works, then you move up one step. What's the next step to do? Change the title. Instead of saying text that forms the document title, write, you know, my first web page, or whatever you'd like the title to be. Save it again and redisplay it. Oh, that works. It'll do it a lot faster. If you do it incrementally and start with a given form that works, you'll do it a lot faster. After the title works, go into the body. And where it says body of the document appears here, put in a paragraph. My name is XYZ and this is what I want to tell you about. And redisplay it. Save it, redisplay it. After that works, okay, now we have a structure. We have a title. We have a body. Now you can go ahead and add the other parts that are required for the lab. What's required? A heading. And when you go to page 4, it talks about the heading tags, H1, H2, and so on. And you should create a heading and center it. Having created the heading, again, at each point, save it, redisplay it. Having created a heading, oh, that works. Now you go on to the lists. You can put it in an ordered list, an unordered list, and incrementally at each point, adding one thing at a time, saving it, redisplaying it, that's how you get it to work. Don't do everything at once. But where do you start? Start with that basic structure on page 3.